Okay, 101, I'm pretty up both, I guess. You know, it's funny because I joined this movement that to me then was a place out there, a house in the countryside south of Stockholm where people lived and followed this bhakti yoga and all of that. And then I understand that others see it as some kind of cult or sect, or new religion or a little group. And it is a relatively little group here in the West. But then I started realizing recently that this is big. I mean, we're talking here the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's big Indian culture behind it, but also, as I read Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami said to his godbrother Sridhar Swami, I think this can, I don't remember how I expressed it, take over the world or become a world. He was seriously talking about the potential of this Krishna consciousness to become very, very influential in the world. And I agree, not because I'm a young enthusiast, but because I can see that what we thought was just a little thing for us, far out, cool, crazy sometimes, is big. I mean, it's deep, culturally big. And I mean, we got the president of India visiting the Hare Krishna temples regularly. But not only that, we're talking worldview, not religion. We need a new, updated, functional worldview, because our entire civilization here on the planet rests upon the worldview we people have.